Although racism is real, and you should always be at the ready to fight it whenever it rears its ugly head, you all, black and white, have a hell of a lot more in common. You're all, black and white, trapped in dead-end jobs. You all earn poverty wages. You all don't have medical coverage, holiday pay, job security, a pension. You're all super exploited by an insatiable, greedy, blood-sucking vampire bastard. He is forever concocting diabolical schemes to divide you. He hands whites a few more crumbs than blacks. He elevates whites a half notch higher on the totem pole, but at the end of the day, you're all his slaves. If you want a better life for yourselves and your children, you've got to be decent and fair to each other. If there's a racial incident, you don't need idiotic diversity trainers like me to set things straight. I'm just here to stir up trouble and sow hate between you. Figure out amongst yourselves how to settle it. You're smart enough. Take the hotheads to the wise heads. Remember, even Nelson Mandela's white jailers came to respect him. Mutual respect is possible. And you all have too much to lose if you let racism drag you down. And then organize together as one, because you are one, to overthrow this wretched, corrupt, godforsaken system. You can't eliminate every fleeting non-PC thought passing through your head. The mind is a tricky business. A famous philosopher was once asked whether he analyzed his dreams. "Analyze my dreams," he responded in shock. "I have trouble enough making sense of my waking hours. There's the conscious, the subconscious, the unconscious, the rational and the irrational, and a myriad of other posited and uncharted compartments, as well as byways and highways linking them. I am sorry to have to say," Martin Luther King rued, "that the vast majority of white Americans are racist, either consciously or unconsciously. You can't wait until everyone's thoughts are Simon Pure. You don't have the time, and they never will be. You cannot police your thoughts, and it's probably better that way. Were it otherwise, you wouldn't be human. You're fallible. You're imperfect vessels. You weren't born, and your minds can't be immaculate. You shouldn't acquiesce in your inner demons, but you shouldn't become neurotic about them or let them paralyze you either. Good deeds get the last word. They speak doubly louder than words and trebly louder than a stray thought. If, however, you set your minds to building solidarity based on your common interests, you can eliminate, if not noxious thoughts, then what's a thousand times more important? A noxious system that robs you of a fair chance at life's happiness. You need to act now, or it's never. Your country stands on the precipice. Your planet is dying. Your impure thoughts can wait. You need to keep your eyes on the prize. The CEO wants to fool you into believing it's your psyches that need changing. But it's the system that needs changing. If you unite to change the system, then your psyches will fall into place. It's common struggle, common sacrifice that produces mutual respect, even mutual love. A connection that binds will be forged by you, united in the heat of battle, facing a common enemy, each marching beside the other, each lifting the other, each protecting the other. You don't become better persons by each of you singly struggling with your racist demons. You become better persons by all of you together struggling against an anti-human system. Fuck the diversity training! Fight the system! Unite! 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 to save yourselves and your planet. You have nothing to lose but your chains, and you have a world to win.